it's going down. Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal. Worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. All right, it's the music. We're excited to bring you the worst here, our weekly segment. Where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society for prizes. That's what we're doing. 312-981-7200. Are you ready to play the worst? Pete, you know what's the worst? When dogs poop on the sidewalk and then people don't clean it up. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, Amen. That. There's one thing to poop in the grassy area, but there's another to actually be the person who's like, okay, it's on the sidewalk, I'm just not going to clean it up. Yeah. It's fine.
I spent my day a little bit today picking sidewalk poop off. Because
sometimes it looks like pudding.
Yeah.
And you're always like, don't step in the pudding.
It was in front of my house, and I just didn't want it dragged up and down.
It gets smeared.
Right. Yeah. You didn't want to be poop shamed. You were like, that's not my poop.
It's not our poop.
That's not my poop.
All right. In studio tonight, we've got two very funny people, Claire Zolke and Amy Sumter. Claire, of course, is the person who brings us funny haha at the Hideout. It used to be once a month. Now it's kind of once
a month. Never once a month.
Never?
Not on your wildest dreams. It's four times a year, whatever I can get to.
That's what happens. When your memory starts to
fade. What do you think this is, the interview show? I don't read off book either.
No,
I'm not Mark Baser.
Okay, so you do funny haha, which is a literary series at the Hideout once a quarter.
Right.
And it is this Friday night. It's called Funny Haha Cool Kids.
Right. And it's a literary humor reading series.
There
so it's like, if you want to hear some funny stuff, but it's not stand up and it's not improv, some awesome people who actually run a bunch of other shows in Chicago are going to come and read and tell some really funny stories and maybe the best venue in Chicago. So you should definitely come and check it out.
That's Friday night. Amy Sumter will be a part of that show. Woo-hoo! And she's also a stand up comedian. She'll be performing at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival this weekend, stage 773. She's also part of She's Crafty, the Beastie Boys tribute band. They'll be performing at MCA Day, August 6th at the Lincoln Hall. Claire, Amy, thanks for being here to judge the worst. 312-981-7200 is the number. If you have something that you want to contribute to the worst, now's the time to do it. We're giving away tickets to this week's 20th annual Blues on the Fox Festival in River Edge Park in Aurora. That's cool. That's a very cool two-day party in the Fox Valley. So we're giving away those tickets. And of course, Lou Malnati's gift certificates. Pete Zimmerman, I want to say you're the, you're almost the parade. What did they call the guy who, Grand Marshal? You're the Grand Marshal of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would call myself the Grand Marshal of the worst.
Why don't you kick it off tonight?
Justin, you know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When somebody takes a spot in the overhead bin for their hat. Oh. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Oh, man. Yeah. That guy.
I'm not a big fan of people who, and this happens to everybody, and I've been in a situation where I've done it too, where you take a spot that's not your designated overhead bin spot. And I know that that's a trickle-down effect, or that's kind of like a dominoes thing because somebody took that and then you moved to...
It's like the parking spot situation.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. We can regulate a lot of things in this world, but we can't regulate overhead bins.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And then you're just apologizing the rest of the way to your seat. You're like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My spot was filled. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And it's awful.
All right. Why don't we start? Claire, what do you got for the worst?
Oh, I got a lot today. Right now, ATMs that give you a receipt without asking if you want one, and there's no garbage can to throw the receipt.
Ugh.
And then you're like, what do I do? Do I add to the pile of receipts that
are here? Do you just leave it
there? Do I put it in my pocket? You know,
you got to go pocket at that point.
I didn't want my receipt anyway. It's not, I think it usually says like, thanks for using our ATMs. You're not even getting your money's worth. So it's just garbage. So
garbage ATM
over
receipts.
It. Yeah.
You know what gets me is gas station receipts.
Yeah.
Like I'm the same way. At a certain point, I used to collect that stuff and I'm like, and then I just was like, you know what? I'm going to the gas station a lot and I'm spending money and I don't need a receipt for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to come back. But, I asked for a quarter tank and I got, you can't get anything back from that.
You're going to spread every night, spread them out, your receipts, check them out.
All right, Amy. Amy, what do you got?
I really hate when you're driving and you let somebody in and they don't give you the hand.
Mm.
Like if you don't give me the hand in traffic, I'm just like, I hope you crash.
I agree.
Like it's awful.
You regret. You want to go back. I have a hand.
And then I'm just like, I don't want to let you in now. And then I'm just angry.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm just like, no common curse.
That to me gets to the big city problem where I feel like in the big city when you're used to the merge and everyone is just like hunking metal next. next to each other,
yes,
that there's a lot of times that the wave doesn't happen. And I'm okay as the other driver because I'm like, hey, we're cool. We know it.
Yeah.
It's rush hour. We know it. You don't have to wave. That's just the way we roll.
But right. The thing is always like when you like do something like extra nice, it's like you brought cookies to the office, you know what I mean? But like you let this person in when everybody else was being a jerk and then they're just like, rah! And you're like, you don't need to be rah! And then it just makes me rah.
Well, my other, I actually had written down another waving traffic violation
I have
is when you're a pedestrian and a car screeches up to the stop sign, obviously didn't like really meant to roll through it, and they wave you. They're like, I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
And I walk slow and I look at them so mean.
See, that would be on my worst is entitled pedestrians.
Oh.
Like the idea of like walking through when you're at a stop sign and you stop and or in a situation where there's a flow of traffic and a pedestrian decides to meander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
But the worst is when you're in a parking lot and you're like, and someone just like just keep walking like in a zigzag and they won't walk in a straight line. So you can't even go around them. And you're just like, I just want to get out of here.
I just want to get out of this
orchard. You have no rights in a parking lot.
Like, no. Yeah. And they're just like, look at me walking in a zigzag. And you're just like, I hate your face. I hate you.
I hate your face.
I hate you.
That's actually a great sentiment for the worst tonight. Hate your face.
Hate it.
Okay. All right. We're getting a lot of great texts coming in. Whoa. I didn't even look at this. We're already into the double digits on text. We'll get to those texts.
Snap.
Let's take a quick break. What do you think, Pete? Line up the calls. Get the texts all lined up. Claire Zolke, Amy Sumter in studio. 312-981-7200. What's the worst? Stay with us.
It's going down.
312-981-7200. We are playing the worst here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio with me, Claire Zolke, Amy Sumter. The show Funny Ha Ha is on stage at the Hideout. Now, you said it's on stage this Friday at 6:30. Claire, the idea of this is a show featuring a lot of people who do shows.
Right, this one, sort of by accident, but then I get really nervous before every show because I'm worried that people drop out or people won't come, or if they come, they're only coming to be nice and they're mad if the show wasn't what they expected. But this one I'm happy about because these are all pros.
Do you have that problem a lot? Do you have a problem where people drop out on you?
It's happened.
Really?
One time, this is legitimate, Sam Irby got bit by a dog and she couldn't come. She had to go get a rabies shot. Fine.
Oh, my God.
Allow it. But I've had people drop out the last minute and it just kind of, you know, is disappointing because you've been promoting them the whole time.
Well, you got pros at this Funny Ha Ha, which will be at the Hideout on Friday night, 6:30. Amy Sumter will be there. She's also going to be at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival at Stage 773 this weekend. And she's part of She's Crafty, the Beastie Boys tribute band. MCA Day is on August 6th at Lincoln Hall. All right, we're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. I got a lot of texts, but first let's go to the lines. George, what's the worst?
I got the worst for you. Here, how about this? You know, you followed all the instructions. You gave away your bank and your personal information, you know, as asked. And then where is this, you know, $10 million wire transfer from the Philippines you were promised?
That's good. Thanks, George. That's good. That would actually be the worst if this was 1997.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, oh, I can't believe that happened.
When my erection drugs don't come in the mail, it's like, I'm waiting here.
All right. all right. 262. The worst is when your phone rings, you reach into your pocket to grab it, then you drop it on the ground and shatter the screen. During the process, you hurry to answer your phone and cut your finger on the shattered screen.
That's pretty bad.
It's very specific. I don't know if that's a relatable.
Well, you also have the pain of like now you're out, you know,
$300
or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I agree.
A cut finger and having to.
And having to talk on the phone.
Hello.
No, thanks. Yeah, just in general. No.
I cut my cheek now. All right, 262. The worst is when a driver doesn't have an iPass and drives back against traffic to get to the cash lane, risking lives when they can just pay online.
That is the worst.
That is the worst. Yeah, who does that? Who reverses at all?
It's like a 16-year-old for the first time out driving, and they're terrified, and they think that's the best thing to do.
Or it's like somebody out of state, and they're like, I'm going to get arrested. And I'm like, there's a sign. Just keep driving. Like, it's cool.
You'll be all right. A lot of times those gates won't go up. You know, if you're in some of the more antiquated kind of you know, Illinois tolls.
Yeah.
They're gated.
You start panicking.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What if I have to live here?
262.
I have to live. That's when you just get out and you start picking up the money on the ground. You're like, who's got a quarter?
You go back to the car behind you.
That's why you should always
right.
keep a vest on, in your out. Trunk, yeah. like a yellow vest. You could always
Amen.
Go.
There you go. You could fake being a toll operator. 262, obnoxiously loud motorcycles at stoplights.
Agree.
Word.
Yeah.
Like,
so
no
people
one's
who
impressed.
Like rev the engine kind
yeah,
of stuff?
Yeah, I hate that.
What don't get me wrong. I
would
enjoy.
Respect a quiet motorcycle. I would be, that's a cool guy. Like a guy who's a quiet
that's a
motorcycle.
Cool
so you have, to cha- you have to change, if we could change the machismo involved.
Yes.
Where the guys thought that a quiet motorcycle was the hot thing.
Absolutely.
Like girls
I
go
gotta
crazy.
Be
ladies, this is like Chirac part two.
Right. No, a guy on a motorcycle, I'm like, how low? But then if it's too loud, I'm like, okay,
yeah.
turn it down, big
yeah,
guy. Like,
exactly.
come on.
Yeah.
You're killing all the Such feelings a, I was having
at,
in my bathroom.
Look at, oh, gosh, look at that suit. Quiet motorcycle. Who's riding that quiet motorcycle?
Who's
you can't
that?
Even hear it when they hit the clutch.
Oh.
Who's that guy?
Who's that conscientious?
I like the when motorcycle will rev up to go 2 feet, like because they're frustrated in rush hour traffic,
yeah,
where they
word.
Get really loud for a second because they're like, I got this motorcycle, I want to turn it on.
Yes.
I'm going to go like, in between right. the cars, yeah. but you guys are too close.
Yes.
I can't do it. I changed my mind. Just kidding.
312-981-7200. 630 says, well, the worst is when 2 to 3 people walk extremely slowly down the street, blocking the sidewalk.
Yes.
So no one can get by. They see you in their peripheral vision, rushing or trying to get past, and they don't move over. Smiley or no, sad face, sad face, sad face.
Amen.
Yeah.
The tall lady who's got long, luscious legs.
It's true.
Even with plantar fasciitis, I mow everybody down. I'm just like, get out my way.
Yeah. When
get
I'm jogging and I way. See those people, I clip them on purpose. I make myself, I'm like man spread, but with my arms, and then I get
the elbow spread.
Yeah.
Elbow spread.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's awesome. I respect that.
Thanks.
The sound, George 331 says, the sound flip flops make on a man's size 13 foot in a grocery store.
Agree.
That's
absolutely.
That's very specific, George. I like that.
I think so. Especially when you're all slow pushing the cart, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at the yogurt. Just forget it. Put some real shoes on.
Put some real shoes on. Ugh. I gotta be real. I love me some flip flops, but the flip flops gave me the plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, same.
But now I have insoles, and the insoles make farty noises when I walk.
You have insoles in your flip flops?
No, I meant like my regular shoes.
Okay.
But just like making noise as you walk, I'm just—it's like the lady from 16 Candles.
Yeah.
You know, the lady at the end where she just like cluck clung, which I'm just horrifying.
Yeah.
It's like stop it.
A lot of feet tonight.
Agreed.
Right?
219 says, dog poop? Nothing. I work at Job Corps in Little Village, and there are at least 100 geese.
Ew.
Those are poop machines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Diarrheaville.
It's true.
It's pretty bad.
Little Diarrhea Village. No, it didn't come across right.
No offense, Little Village.
630 says, pedestrians who think they own the road are the worst. Okay.
Yeah.
Word.
Everybody who thinks they own the road is the worst.
Yeah, I feel like we need to have like a summit mm-hmm. where just like all I the guess, bikers yeah. and the walkers and the drivers come
well,
together and we're just like, let's hug it out, guys.
Nobody has any empathy because you know when you're driving down like Sheridan Road trying to, you know, during rush hour and someone's parallel parking, you're like, oh, you're like, come on. What kind of selfish idiot would parallel park? But then if it's you and you're parallel parking, you're like, come on, go around. Stop looking at me.
I used to live on a busy street and whenever they'd start honking at me, I would just be like, I live here. And I would
right.
just yell at. It was horrifying.
We had that earlier as one of the worst is when people decide to double park on a 2-lane street where it's just a, you know, a regular road.
Yeah, no.
And they decide instead of finding a spot where maybe it's a tow zone or a hydrant.
Right.
They just decide, you know what? I'm going to double right here.
Yeah.
There's no way to get around
I
it.
Always think about giving them the finger, but then I'm always scared. So I just yeah, think about
it's probably
it.
Good.
Justin, can I crash this
yes.
party for just a second?
Mark's here crashing
in
the party.
In the same vein, it yeah. is totally against common human decency when you pull up to the front of your child's school to allow your child out when there is protocol at said school and a specific area to drop your kids off. So as 99% of us follow the rules, 1% don't. I almost four-wheeled over a woman who was doing that with her child. Now, had the child's safety not been in jeopardy, I would have gone over her Volvo in a heartbeat. I'm done.
Right here and out.
You were just doing some off-roading
that has
with
been,
your
minivan. That has been in me so long, Justin. I just had to let it out.
Let it out. I like that. I like that, Rob. Thank you.
Get it out.
And now I think everyone who drops off their kid or breaks the rules at drop-off will think twice now.
And that's Indian Grove Elementary School in Mount Prospect, Illinois. So look out.
I made their year books. I hope they enjoyed them.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, 630 says, when you get a pop at the gas station and the lid is just a bit too small, so every time you grab it to take a sip, the lid comes off and you spill everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's universal, yeah. All right, much more here. There's a lot of texts that are coming through and phone calls, too. 312-981-7200. We're complaining about the worst for prizes. Stay with us. All right, we're continuing with the worst right after the news. Rob, I just wanted to say that I got a great text here. From 630, we're just reading it. Hold on, where is it at? Go Rob, 630. Go Rob, you said it. I haven't had a kid in elementary school for over 10 years, and I still got angry at that.
It's amazing because the streets narrow right in front of the school, and they have a procedure, and it's very efficient.
Yeah.
The school does a really good job of getting the kids out of the car at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
Breaking, why you need to feel as though you have to do that.
Breaking school drop-off or pickup protocol is just the worst.
Reminds me of Michael Keaton and Mr. Mom. Hey, north the drop-off, south the pickup. Get it right next time, buddy.
It's going down, y'all.
We're playing the worst here on the download on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Claire Zuhlke and Amy Sumpter. They are comedians. Claire Zuhlke's show, Funny Haha, literary humor series, quarterly, is on stage at the Hideout this Friday night.
Right.
And Amy Sumpter will be a part of that show. She's also going to be at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival at Stage 773 this weekend. And her Beastie Boys tribute group, She's Crafty, will be celebrating MCA Day. There you go, right?
Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. And August 6th at Lincoln Hall. All right, so we're playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Why don't we start with the phones? Chris, what's the worst?
Hey, I'm a Jewel Osco employee, and every day people just leave stuff behind. And I think I just had a, I don't know if you guys bring the Jewel, but we have a glass case for the cakes.
Oh, yeah.
I just restocked them. And this lady, it's summertime. This was like about a week ago. And she had these pool, we have Osco, and we have all these the pool stuff. So she had like 10 pool noodles. She didn't want them, and she just dropped them in there and walked away. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Chris, that's terrible. That is the worst.
And that is the worst.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's just every day there, you know, with people, they go in the roll bins and they don't want them and they put them back and it's like, come on.
People are so lazy.
They are.
That is awesome.
So that's, yeah.
All right. Also, like, be a little bit, like, yeah, don't be so obvious. Like, why are you putting the biggest product in the store?
Go to the seasonal aisle, at least.
So when you go there and they don't have it, that's your end. So people, they take it, they don't want it, and then we could throw it away.
Chris,
so.
When I worked at your competitor, Dominic's. I worked at Dominic's, they would have I forgot what they called it, but it'd be like one of the employees was on sort of put-back duty, where you'd have to go, all the stuff would get put in a cart, and then you'd have to go around and put it all back.
The overstock cart.
Overstock cart, yeah. Is that where that stuff ends up? Do you get that detail?
That's front end. I'm in bait shop, so I'm always doing all the other stuff over there. But, yeah, that's how they are. They just leave things. I mean, just yesterday I had one of my frozen department come and say, you got cakes and donuts jammed in the freezer. I'm like,
Justin, you should do an all grocery store version of the worst.
It's still good. Chris, thanks, buddy. Yeah. Chris, thank you for that. All right,
also,
like Chris.
Don't desecrate the donuts and freeze them. Like, what kind of monster
imagine
does that?
I mean, the amount of work that goes into the bakery case and the glass case to get the stuff in there and have all the cakes ready, and then for someone to just put some pool toys.
I've been noticing the pool toy displays at my Jewel, and I've been like wondering who's been buying impulse buys of like they're gigantic like pool toys. It's not like a little like I could throw a water.
So
pistol
somebody
in
made
there.
The call on, and then they got halfway through the store, and they're like, "Why do I want these?"
Yeah, maybe bad choice. You know what? She didn't bring enough bags. She didn't have didn't bring her bag. I have another produce related one. Okay. Not produce. Excuse 312. Me.
981-7200. Go, Claire.
When you crack open an egg and anything besides egg is in the egg.
Oh, like what?
Like a little blood. I've heard like someone found a beak in there once.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be reminded of. I just Just give me like an egg cube pellet thing.
My old roommate was cracking an egg and it was like a little dark and we were like, should we? And I was like, well, put it in like in another bowl just in case, whatever. And she like cracked it and put her hand out. And she was like, it's not. And it was just like, get a plastic bag. Because we just knew it was like going to be smelly. And,
oh no.
And like went out, like we just threw it outside. We were just like, no.
Get the hazmat suit on.
Yeah, pretty much.
773 says, when you think you got every answer correct on the test and the next morning you find a big fat D minus on your paper.
Oh, that stinks. Buddy. I mean, when you know you're doing bad, that's one thing. But when you think you're doing good.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I was going to say, you may want to take stock.
Yeah.
Because if you think you're getting every question right and you end up with a D minus.
That's true.
I don't know.
That is bad.
You might have to get back to the old books.
Get a study guide there. Get a study guide.
620. When people come in 5 minutes before close to do their weekly grocery shopping, that's the worst. We're getting a lot of grocery employees tonight. All right, let's keep going. Okay, this is a good one. 773, the worst is when you buy a large iced coffee for your long drive into work to discover after you've left the drive-thru that there's no straw.
Evil.
Yeah, well, you could... I
guess just pop the lid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It defeats the whole purpose of like driving and depends drinking. Depends on,
yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, that's true. I'm not an iced coffee. Maybe I have to get back into that mode and get back.
No, I agree. That would be tough because the straw is imperative when you're driving.
Yeah.
And also the top is different, so it's not like you can just flip it open and like drink.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
not
I mean?
Like a regular
and
coffee.
I assume I rescind. That is pretty bad.
Yeah, so call. Yeah, Claire.
Sorry,
have some
I check my privilege.
708 says the worst is when CTA and Pace buses swerve in and out of traffic and cut off drivers. Yes.
Yes.
The worst is when people text and drive on Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically Lakeshore Drive, huh?
Anywhere. But, yeah, I have to say I got pulled over for – I got busted. And it was the worst because I was so full of shame because I actually told the police officer, like, I know what I did, and I'm so sorry, and I know better. And I think he kind of was like, all right.
Like it's okay.
Yeah. It just was so embarrassing. But, you know, I learned my lesson.
And there you go. All right. Okay, this is a good one. 773. When an innocuous Facebook status turns political, yes. Complaining about the weather is not attacking Bernie, bro.
There's a lot of layers there.
So sunny today. Yeah, you'd say that. Sounds just like Hillary supporters. That is good.
Don't take away my guns. Like you're just like, whoa.
All right, okay. No one's taking away anything.
Yeah, I was just talking about the weather.
All right. This is a good one. 262. The worst is when you want to play the worst. And you have to pull over to send a message because the law frowns upon sending text messages while driving big rigs.
Boom.
Yep.
So what's the worst? The worst, not only is the worst texting and driving an 18-wheeler, but pulling it over on 294 to text a gift certificate.
I love it, though.
That might be a little too much. Like, if I don't know. I get really unsettled as a driver on an expressway when a truck has double parked.
Like a quick stop.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I also want to know what the payload is. What have we got going on back there? Like, is this, you know, do we have some chickens that are waiting to get someplace? Like,
there's something live up
there? Yeah, exactly.
Some cargo, no big deal.
I want to say I think the worst because it's seasonal, and I don't mean to get controversial here, but men's sun hats are, to me, the worst. And I'm surprised fashion hasn't found a better way of protecting a man's face and neck in a way.
What's
that,
a man's sun hat?
Like a
safari hat?
Kind of like a fishing hat thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like women can kind of wear like a big floppy hat in the sun.
Like the stuff that they have at the Cubs game where it's like kind of like a floppy with the C on it.
There's no way to make it not look terrible. You could put one on George Clooney and you're like, oh, what a schmo. So
like, no
it's very cargo shorts. Like, go Cubs, go.
Yeah.
Rocky
Yo, bro.
Bro, you like my hat? It's $20.
Bro.
$20 from the vendor.
Bro, got this at Walgreens. Greatest purchase I ever did. It's great.
All right. Okay. The worst is when a taxi speeds ahead, then cuts you off, brake checks you on purpose.
Yes.
You know what's the best, though? Have you ever seen a taxi driver and a bus driver get in a fight?
Ooh, yes.
You're kind of like, I don't know who to cheer for.
I was a trolley driver, and you'd be driving up and down Michigan Avenue, and you'd see it all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
It
was awesome. But then, also, sometimes you'd be like in between, and you're like,
yeah.
I hate you both.
Yeah.
224 says, I love you.
Team nobody.
224 says, when you grab a condiment off the shelf on the door of your fridge and the entire shelf comes with it.
Yes.
That would be the worst.
Terrible. Yeah.
Fridge problems in general.
Agreed. Yeah.
Like when it's making too much noise, it's the worst. When the light bulb goes off, it's the worst.
When something spills and you got like 24 acres to clean up.
I had this happen to me the other day where I shoved a pizza. And then I still had like half left. And the lazy me was like, well, I'm not going to wrap that. I'm just going to put it back in the cardboard and shove it in the fridge.
Yep.
You know, like, and it barely fit in there. And I just really crammed it in there. And then I walked away and I came back. And I'm like, and then I went over to the fridge and I'm like, oh, it's open.
Yeah.
You know, like, so like it popped it open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then not only was the light dead, right? But there was like a fire kind of smell.
Oh boy.
Coming from it.
Yeah, like I had overheated. Like I not only did the fridge stay open, but whatever I'd done to jam it into the back of the fridge and I like almost burned my house down because I was too lazy to put aluminum foil on.
And I bet it was like one
crappy
like
pizza I never ate.
That one piece of pizza left in the box.
No, I didn't even make it. Like 3 days later I'm like, oh, let's throw that away.
No.
So it was like all of that for nothing.
Yeah.
All the way across I should have just put it in there. All right.
I once overstuffed my dryer and I melted my the mattress pad as well as a few blankets.
Oh.
They straight up melted.
Like the,
And I mean, like I was the, like, I should have just done two more loads.
Yeah.
So I had to buy, $100 worth of blankets. No big deal.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the number. We're going to wrap up here. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will reward the winners of the worst. Stay with us.
What's going down, come the worst, my people come first.
It's the worst here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Claire Zuehlke, Amy Sumpter in studio. Claire Zuehlke's show, Funny Ha Ha, is on stage Friday night, 6:30 at the Hideout. Claire, who's going to be on that show?
It's going to be awesome. Carly Oishi and Rosamund Lannan from Misspoken.
Carly was on the show. She did Right Club Radio.
Okay, oh, awesome. She's awesome. Jeremy Owens from You're Being Ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Keith Ecker. Yes, he's very funny.
He's funny, too.
Keith from Pleasure Town. Inez Bellina. She'll be new to the show. She's co-host of the podcast Double X Will Travel. Joel Howe from Story Sessions and Ms. Amy Sumpter will
Good
be coming
crew.
Back. Yes.
And Amy Sumpter is going to be at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. A lot of great comedians on that stage this weekend at Stage 773. Check that out. And also, She's Crafty, her Beastie Boys tribute act is going to be celebrating MCA Day on August 6th at Lincoln Hall. All right. Okay, so we're about to give the winners their prizes, but before we do that, let's discard all of our leftover the worsts. What do you guys have?
Mine is getting ready for bed. First of all, you have to wash your face, you have to change your pajamas, you have to make the coffee. But then I have been doing this thing lately where I've been decided to brush my teeth exactly the way my dentist tells me to
see
if he notices.
Right.
And so it takes 3 minutes, which is so long.
But do you think, I mean, okay.
I love it.
That's weird. You're trying to, I mean, because I have that feeling too of like wanting to get the, the love of my dentist.
I always get criticized for the same thing. So I'm just curious to see if I can actually circumvent that or if I can finally say like, you know what, just get over it, doctor.
Like, this is the way my mouth is.
This is what I pay you to do is get this stuff out of here.
This is the way my mouth is.
Yeah. You should be honored that I even came in here.
Right. Awesome.
All right, Amy, what do you got?
Jazz. I just hate it. I'm like,
I love it.
Stop it.
I'm such a jazz
stop
lover.
Stop it. Look at you and your horn going crazy over there. Just knock it off. Just knock it off. I don't know. That and, loving a baseball team and it being number one and being really great, and then they just kind of blow it and everybody blames the coach who you've been in love with since you were 12. Robin Ventura, I love you. I know you're married, but my heart will go on. I love you, and I know they're going to fire you, and it makes me so sad, and that's the worst.
I saw an article today that I forgot. Maybe it was the Tribune said that why not AJ Pierzynski?
Oh, I saw that too. And that would be awesome.
That would be awesome and a huge disaster.
Yeah.
You know what though?
I think Ozzy 2.0.
Players would hate him.
Yeah.
You know what though? Like, he's a man that, like, as a performer, I admire him so much because he's one of those people, like, he just feeds on the hate. Because I know I've gone into shows where I'm like, you guys are not going to like this.
The White Sox are already kind of the villain.
WWF
villain.
Yeah. Completely.
We hate children.
Just completely. And, like, for no reason at all. You know what I mean? I just, whatever.
Oh, well, hey, man.
I love you, Robin. Please call. I know you're married. I respect that. I just nothing sexual. I just want to, like, talk to you, okay? Thanks.
Just slow dance with her for one song.
Just one song.
Yeah.
Right. Last week, I have to say, as an addendum to last week, Pete, you're like this, that I was watching HBO this week, and one of the, my worst last week was how they don't, when you DVR, I DVR
yes.
the Silicon Valley and Veep, and they don't show the trailer. The trailer gets cut off, right? Mm-hmm. And that happened on the back end of Silicon Valley again, and I was frustrated, but I had recorded Veep, so it was just the next one. And then on the end of Veep, they fixed it.
Hmm.
The end of Veep, they did a trailer, and the trailer was like only three episodes left, and they showed the trailer, and it did not cut off.
And you were like, they heard me.
They're like that. So this is almost like, and postscript. Yeah. The worst is working.
Justin has like his master list, and you like carefully take the white out and white it out.
You're like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison. You're just like crossing off HBO Go right now, right. Putting on your lipstick.
They're off. All right. What else do I have? I have Facebook statuses that are more than two paragraphs.
Oh, that's more than three sentences.
Yeah, I'm okay with a paragraph and then like one sentence to like almost like a that's for punctuation. Almost yeah. using a sentence as punctuation. But the nine paragraph, this is how I'm feeling. The other one that I didn't get to is regular people who call it ISIL, not ISIS. Like I get it that's an Obama thing, and I yeah. get it's a formal thing, but if you're in casual conversation and you're like, yeah, what's going on with ISIL? I'm like, yeah. all right, come on. We all call it ISIS. We've all
it's like
call it
it's
ISIS.
Almost
Stop
like
it.
Iraq. You know what yeah, I mean? Because right. as a Midwesterner, I'm like, Iraq, look at it, look at that. And I know like it just sounds awful.
Yeah, right.
And they sound better. But I'm just like stop right. putting on airs about that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it feels like.
Like,
yeah.
come on.
Yeah. It's like going to an Italian restaurant and saying bruschetta, but you want to be like, just yeah. bruschetta.
Right,
tomatoes on.
On
some bread.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
The bruschetta? I'm more of a bruschetta guy.
Hey there. I was just wondering if you can give me just a big old pot of food. You know what I mean? I'm going to do all my O's and my A's real big.
Ooh,
okay,
this
thanks.
Looks like real thin spaghetti. All right. The download prizes we're giving away. Third place, you're going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one or more of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We got two of those. And first place is going to get a pair of tickets to the 20th annual Blues on the Fox Festival at River Edge Park in Aurora on June 17th and 18th. This two-day party in the Fox Valley features the finest in blues music from the Robert Cray Band, Los Lobos, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. Get tickets online at riveredgeaurora.com or call 630-896-6666. The Blues are okay?
They're okay.
They're okay. Okay, good. All right, so let's do this. Third place is going to go to George for his very observant grocery store issue. The sound the flip-flops make on a man-sized 13-foot in the grocery store.
Agree. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Squishy, squishy love.
All right. Number two, getting second place, and this is going to be also for a pizza. That was for a pizza, and this is for a pizza. This from 262. The worst is when you want to play the worst and you have to pull over to send a message because the law frowns upon sending text messages while driving big rigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing the symbol for you to blow your air horn right
yes.
now in the studio.
Please do.
Yeah. And please merge when you're coming back in. Just look in the mirror when you're.
But thank you for pulling over and not texting.
Thanks for pulling over, right. Mm-hmm. All right. And first place, the winner is going to be someone who called in about a complaint from the other side, from the bakery at Jewel Osco. Chris, you're the winner. Thanks so much for playing. So again, tell us what's the worst.
Well, I was pretty much when the customer was going through the bake shop and she had a bunch of pool noodles and she just didn't want them. She just dumped them on the cakes in the freezer. I was like, what the heck?
You know what? I don't want these pool noodles anymore. I'm just going to put them in the cakes.
She talks. She texted. She like called her husband. And was like, "Honey, how many pool noodles did you need?" And he was like, "I said 12." And she said,
"How many kids are coming to the slumber party? We got 12. Bobby, does Bobby need a noodle? Do you need a noodle? Susie needs a noodle."
I don't know. And she was like 72 years old. I'm like, "Oh man, I'm not going to yell at her."
Oh my god.
Well, that's good that you didn't yell.
A little known fact: in Texas, that's punishable by death.
That is. You can't mess with the cakes. You
I
cannot
think I would
mess
be,
with the cake.
I'd be confused if I got to the cake area and be like, oh, is this like a pool party, theme party thing going on there? But yeah. It's
I
like,
probably would have bought the caked up
noodle.
Pool noodle.
Yeah. That's a good time, actually.
But like, is there a sale? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Are they giving away pool noodles?
One guy's worst is the other man's best.
There
right?
you go. Chris, thanks for playing. You're going to get the tickets to the Blues on the Fox Festival in River Edge Park. Hopefully you don't have to work. Thanks, Chris, for playing. And thank you, Claire Zolke, Amy Sumter, for playing this week's.